This is the Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage show by Mark Helm. Nothing Mark shares with you guarantees your success in the self-storage business. This is for informational purposes only. There are no calls to action and nothing said or implied is a call for investment money into self-storage or any other asset class. You are responsible for your success in the self-storage business or any endeavor in life. Enjoy the show, and here is Mark Helm.
Let's talk about different kinds of add-on revenues that are kind of outside of the box for self-storage today. My name's Mark Helm, and I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the training I offer small investors who want to get in the self-storage business or who want to grow their self-storage business. I offer free training like what you're watching here, as well as paid for courses on how to build, how to raise money, all the way to the on-demand self-storage boot camp, which takes you all the way from wherever you are right now to putting your first or your next storage facility into service. You can find out more about it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. Now, we all know the normal kind of add-on revenues for most self-storage or boat and RV type facilities, such as retail sales, tenant insurance, U-Haul income, things like that. But let's think outside of the box and talk about some add-on revenues today, which, as we know, as interest rates go up, as supply goes up, having different income streams can make a big difference. So let's talk about some ones that you may not be thinking about. Perhaps you have, but let's explore them. The first one I'm going to talk about is EV chargers, electric vehicle chargers. Interestingly enough, by 2026, all makes and models are going to have the same type of recharging plug-in, no matter whether it's a Kia, whether it's a BMW, whether it's a Hyundai, you will be able to all use the same charging stations. Now, for cars that are built earlier than 2025-26, like what I have, you will be able to have adapters in most cases that you can have that will allow you to plug into any EV charger anywhere in the country. Now, this will be good for EV, total electric vehicles, and for plug-in hybrids as well. It's much like cell phone. Now, today, all cell phones that are manufactured and sold need to have the same cord plug-in. Hello, Apple. So it doesn't matter what phone you're using, we all use the same type cord. Same thing with EV and plug-in hybrid chargers. Now, no matter what the current political climate may be, EVs are here to stay and they're only going to grow. Now, having those charging stations at your facility, in front of the gates, for example, would be a great way to get eyeballs on your facility. And perhaps you could charge less of a rate for current customers. But it could be a great source of revenue. You don't need a ton of them. Two or three EV chargers could make a big difference. That's one potential add-on revenue service. Let's talk about smart access and technology fees. Now, this is not a totally new add-on revenue stream. But if you're, as an owner, if you're considering building or upgrading your facility to have smart door access and or other app type tech services that you can offer your tenant base, you may be charged a monthly fee for those. Now, in my thinking, it would totally be a function of the demographic profile of your trade area. So, for example, if you're in a trade area where, let's say, the average age is 57 and the average median income is $52,000 per household, maybe not many people are wanting high-tech options like smart door access or the ability to get in the facility just by having a cell phone with an app on it. As long as you're currently paid, the gate will automatically open because the card reader will read your cell phone. Some people might not care about that, much less be willing to pay for it. But let's say that you're in an urban environment or a gentrified trade area where the average age is in their 30s, the median household income is $65,000. That trade area would most likely gladly pay a monthly fee for some of these tech add-ons. Now, that's just my thoughts at this particular moment about tech add-ons, but what that can do would A, give you a return on the investment you made for those add-ons, and B, once the cost has been recouped, that goes straight to your NOI line, straight to the bottom line. I typically see tech fees in the range of $10 to $25 a month, depending on the trade area and depending on what services we're talking about. Also, it reduces your labor costs very often by having these on there. So, for example, when someone pays a late fee and gets access to their unit, the gate automatically will open and their door will automatically be unlocked and no one has to do anything. The website and the technology does it all. Reduces your labor cost. So let's talk about package handling, for example. Here's another potential add-on fee. Certain customers that we have, particularly commercial customers like, let's say, medical reps, we found they often get deliveries to their facilities. In the past, we just accepted packages for them. Sometimes we would even open the units so that the UPS driver could deliver goods into the units. Now, I know we're, you know, crossing the line a little bit and increasing our exposure liability-wise by doing that, but we would often do it just in the vein of customer service. But given the fact that we live in a litigious society and the fact that my personnel are handling the packaging, it's a service we're now charging for. And you can get anywhere from 10 to 25% more rent for offering package handling services. Now, you do need to talk to your attorney and you do need to talk to your insurance company to find out how package handling services may increase your insurance or your exposure at the very least. Have your attorney draft up a waiver that's an addendum to the lease that removes or reduces the liability you may have for handling the packages. But depending on whether you're opening a door or just receiving random packages here and there, or you're receiving multiple packages a week, that would determine how much we would increase the monthly rent. But your personnel, your insurance, your exposure, you should be compensated for package handling. And it provides a service that distinguishes you from your competition. Don't overlook that. Now, we often talk about boat and RV facilities on these episodes, and we've sometimes mentioned concierge services that you can offer your high-end client base that are storing their expensive toys at your facility. Let's talk about what some of those concierge services could be. Now, this is not an exhaustive list, but this is a list of services that you could be offering your clients and charging money at your boat and RV storage facilities, and or if you have a storage facility with high-end boat and RVs, you could also offer this service. One, grocery assistance. Offering a pickup service for groceries and having the refrigerator in their RVs stocked upon arrival. Two, mail and handling. mail and package handling again. You could literally accept and forward mail and packages that they receive while they're traveling. Local area insights. You could provide information about local attractions, restaurants, amenities, things that are going on in destinations that your customer base may be going. Repair concierge. You could partner with a local vendor, a licensed vendor in your area, and provide on-site mechanical repairs for their boats or RVs. You could weatherproof. Again, partner with a local licensed vendor and apply basic sealants for roof and siding and weatherproof their RVs. You could provide RV covering. You could put it on and remove it for them and sell it to them. Valet services, offering valet parking, vehicle delivery, picking up, streamlining the experience of them storing with you. You could partner with somebody or do pre-trip inspections yourself. Check the air tire pressure, fluids, other vital systems, and charge them for that. You could clean inside and outside, both upon pickup and or upon when they come back from their trips. Propane refills, keeping your propane tanks full, ready for trips. Battery care, making sure that their batteries are charged. Now, this is just a sampling of what I kind of thought about as I was putting this together, and there may be more. Basically, if anybody ever asks you for something, think hard about turning it into a concierge service. Here's one I'm particularly excited about. Boat and RV storage, whether it's canopy or enclosed storage. At the most recent Inside Self Storage convention, I met a vendor who sells trickle charge solar panels, and what they basically do is they put one solar panel per parking spot, or you know, on top of the canopy, or one solar panel per unit on top of the unit, and that solar panel provides trickle charge electricity to the vehicle or the boat below it, much like the signs you see on the side of the road where there's construction going on, a single solar panel, enough solar power to power a light or a sign. Now, the vendor I met at the Inside Self Storage, the basic cost for that's about $250 a solar panel installed. And some of the benefits are, unless the current administration changes it, we still get a 30% tax credit that we can deduct for the cost of the panel and the installation of it. In other words, 30% of $250 at a minimum. And there's a special adapter that allows you to plug in. It's a special prong that's specifically designed for that solar panel that you would, the consumer could plug it in and then hook it to their battery, and it provides a trickle charge. Now, the solar panel provider suggested that we charge for that, but why not rent for that? Why not rent that cable? It looks a lot like a power cord for a computer, a little longer, but it's specifically designed to plug in to the adapter that the panel made, so you have to use theirs, and you could make a one-time sale of, let's say, $100, $150 for that adapter, or why not charge a monthly fee for that adapter? I'm particularly like this because within a year or so of renting that adapter out, it would have paid for the panel itself. Then everything else above that's pure profit. They would have access to power, and it doesn't up my utility bill. I can market my property as a green property. Many facilities today will increase the monthly rent to offset the utilities. By using this solar panel, we can do the same thing, but my utility bill isn't going up. So it'll quickly pay for the panel, and the rest is profit. Now, these are just a few ways to think outside the box. We're only limited by our own thinking. But no matter what, add-on service you do, here's what you need to do. You need to market the heck out of it. You need to market the add-on services that you're offering on your, on all your ads, your online marketing, your online ads, in your phone calls when people call up and ask for a price. You need to be giving the price and stating what some of these add-on opportunities are, and not just what the features are, but what the benefits are. So, for example, with the concierge service, you could say that with the concierge services that you offer, here's what they are. Feature. Benefit is, by storing at your facility, you are helping keep the value of their expensive toy as high as possible by offering and making it very easy for them to utilize your services to keep their vehicles or their boats in peak optimal condition. You could even say that with the concierge services you offer, because you're adding value, it's not just sitting there depreciating in the sun. You're literally adding value and keeping it operating longer. It's offsetting the cost of your rent. What a benefit. You know what? Your competitors aren't offering that, I'll promise you. So again, creatively come up with add-on revenues, and then you market the heck out of them, not just the features, but the benefits to the customer. Be sure to share ideas that you may have that are outside of the box, or currently what you're doing is other add-on revenue. I'd be very interested in hearing it. And be sure to share it so that everyone can see what it is. So thank you very much. I look forward to being with you next week.